The Way for People to Live, Esther chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. Today's Bible verses come from Esther, chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. Mordecai sent this reply to Esther: "Don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace you will escape when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this?" Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: "Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I must die." So Mordecai went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. A while ago, in my last visit to Washington, D.C., a capital of the U.S., I went to the Arlington National Graveyard. There was a soldier's gravestone with a name anonymous on it. On the historical day of the 25th day of June, countless men from overseas flew into Korea. They flew to Korea to fight for us from far, far away in their youth, and sacrificed their lives, but could not match his name, so the gravestone only had anonymous written on it. And there on the gravestone of that war veteran, there was this phrase written on it: "We were called to go to the country that we have never been to before, for the people that we have never met before." When I read this writing on the gravestone, I could not control my emotions, as I was deeply moved by it. I remember that I was looking at the graves that were stretched out diagonally, and I remember saying to myself that because you soldiers have given your lives, I am now alive. My eyes were smudged with tears. But even more hurting fact is that 64 years have passed since the 25th of June war has ended, but we have a ceasefire line in a demilitarized zone between the South and North Koreas. We have the fiercest and the tensest relationship between the same family lines. Even nowadays, South Korea is where North Korea threatens the most with the talks about the nuclear bombs. They are not afraid to mention that North Korea will make South Korea a sea of fire. In North Korea, normal civilians are dying because of hunger and poverty. But North Korea is very much focused on developing the weapons and planning on war strategies. The two Koreas, South and the North, should be preparing for the reunification together, but we're against each other and preparing for the possible war most vigorously in the world. Outside Korean Peninsula, we have issues with surrounding countries on the land ownership and legal rights. Japan is arguing that the Jukdo Island in the East Sea belongs to them and is denying the historical facts and falsifying that they did not commit wrongdoings to our women in detention centers during wartime. These women are called as comfort women, the group of young women taken to Japanese rape camps during the World War II. On the other hand, China is claiming that land, Koguryo, which was our own land in history, and that has been stretched out towards the Great Walls of China, should be theirs. Also, there is a competitive warfare in the world economy at the moment. A sad thing is that we, even combined, South and the North Koreas would be insufficient together. The time is too precious. We cannot waste our time, resource and effort in fighting against each other. But these two countries, which were once family, are against each other most fiercely in the world. At present, people of the world think that the most dangerous place of possible warfare is the Korean Peninsula, where we live. If South and North Koreas reunite and come together as one, then we would have a great potential to succeed. Actually, our people had an agonizing history internally and externally, as there were a lot of wars and attacks all the time. Even if we only look at our history of recent times, our history is full of difficult crises. We had crisis in the later part of Chosun Dynasty, and had sadness in losing the power of the country. Also, there were unbelievable costs that people had to bear with, because Japan ruled over Korea for the 36 years. However, after we were out of the control of Japan, we were again governed by other countries that exercised power over us. Till now, our relationship with North Korea is tense and complicated. This is our history. But despite all these, our economy developed to be the 11th strongest economy in the world. I strongly think that our people are capable. This is the blessing from God, and this proves that our people have potential and power to succeed even further. We need to love the country we belong to, where we were born and where we live now. A country, Korea, is like a fence to us. When a sheep is within the fence, that sheep is protected and can enjoy a peaceful life. When we are within the border of Korea, we are protected. We need to be thankful that we get to enjoy the peaceful life. We cannot count the number of sad people that had lost their countries in the world now. Simply, there are so many. Think of our own time in the past, when we lost our country because of Japan for 36 years. Our family names and first names had been replaced by Japanese names, and we could not speak our own language, and our souls could not represent ourselves as Koreans, too, back in the old days. I am going to share a short story of when the king called Emperor Gojong was on the throne, in the past. Emperor Gojong knew what Japanese would do to him, so he placed a dog beside him whenever he had meals to protect himself. He knew that Japan would kill him by forcing him to drink poison. He had to check whether the food he received had contained poison or not, and then he could eat after checking it. Japan had killed our national mother, Queen Myeongseung, in an inhuman way, and moreover they took her dead body to a green garden and poured oil out on her corpse and burned her body. The people of Japan had killed our emperor and queen in this inhuman way. This is painful part of our history, and it is impossible to express how sad it was to lose the country to another. That's right. Without the country, achieving one's personal success and fame would be impossible, and without the country, the family and happiness would not exist. Also, without the country, the company's prosperity and development would not happen, too. Patriots of old times gave their lives for the country because they knew very well how precious the country was. We need to realize and treat our own country preciously, where freedom and peace exist. Any country should not lose its way as broken down compass of a ship. If we are the people of Korea, then at least we need to have a clear and definite identity and well-set ideas of our own nation for our country. Again, our ideas towards our nation and national identity should not be shaken because of the issues on North Korean sympathizers, a group called pro-North Koreans. Recently, a voice recording of the conversation between Kim Jong-il and our former president had been found. They suggested taking down the NLL, which is a northern limit line, a North Korea boundary line. The dialogue between the two was publicized, and we were so shocked by it. A leader who did not have a right idea on the nation or national identity led our country, and it was hard to accept the fact that such leader had done something like this. Even if economy develops, but the national idea, national beliefs are shaken, then that society and nation stumble over and break down at the end. We need to be thankful that we have a country that we can call our own country. This is a month of our country and nationalism. We need to pray for our country. In today's Bible passage, a woman called Esther tries to save the country that is in crisis. She even takes her life for the country. She was ready to sacrifice her own life because of the love for her country. This is the month of June, which is a month of our country, nationalism. We should take this chance to set clear ideas about our nation and national identity. In Esther chapter 4, verses 13 to 14, it says, Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment that because you're in this palace you will escape when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place. But you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this? It talks about the national identity. Christians need to have clear national identity. Pay attention to the phrase, who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this. Such a time as this, Christians need to love their country. In the passage, when the people of Jews are about to be defeated completely, because of the plots that Haman set, Mordecai told Esther clearly. Beautiful Esther was a captive at first, and she later became a queen of the country. At the moment the Jews are having difficulties. If you ignore the crisis of our people, to live comfortably for your own good, then God will take other steps and save the Jews. But if you try to save yourself only, then you will lose. In verse 14, it says perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this. This tells Esther to realize that it is a blessing to be a queen, so that she can save the people in crisis. Mordecai gave out clear instructions to Esther. He told her that this was the purpose, that God blessed her and reminded her of her identity. He told her that this could be the right time, that she was made queen. We need to know this. If we have a good thing in our lives, if I'm on a high position, if I have received a blessing that is regarded as better than others, then this blessing has not given to me only for my benefit. God gave power to Samson. God gave Samson power to save the people, but he did not use the power of Nazarite for the given purpose but used power incorrectly, and the power had been taken away from him again. When Esther heard what Mordecai said, she took her life for the Jews, her people. Esther treated her life as equally important as her people. In Esther chapter 7, verse 3, she said this to the king, "Give my life to me and give my people to me. If I have found favor with the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my request, I ask that my life and the lives of my people will be spared." Esther risked her life and stood up to save the Jews. Like loving the heaven, Christians need to love their country. The teacher Kim Gu in our history once said this. He was a Christian and served all his life for our country. He said, "The people that find things to do for the country will prosper, but the people that blame the country, they will perish." Do not expect what the nation will do for us, but it is a true patriot if that person looks for things that can be done for the country. True patriots work for the country and serve the country quietly, rather than by words. Have a look at the people that loved their people in the Bible. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 3-4 says, "They said to me, 'Things are not going well for those who return to the province of Judah, they are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been torn down, and the gates have been destroyed by fire.' When I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, 4 days I mourned, fasted, and prayed to the God of heaven." Nehemiah thought of his people. He sat down and wept thinking of them. Jeremiah was like that, and also Moses was like that. When Moses became a leader, while he was leading the people of Israel, people sinned and God said he will kill them. Moses asked God to take his life away instead, and asked God to stop the punishment for the people. Paul was like that, too. He was called as a foreign apostle for his people. He was ready to take his life at risk and give his life for their sake. Real Christians are patriots that love their own country and the people. There were 16 Christians among 33 people who led the 1st of March protesting activities in the past. There were only 300,000 Christians in Korea at the time. But the activities to find our country's rights back from the other countries were led by the Christians. When the nationalism and the national identity get shaken as time as this, in the time of crisis, we again need to be the Christians that love the country and its people. Secondly, Christians also need to pray for the nation. In Esther chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I must die." When the Jews' people were at the risk of losing their country, she fasted for 3 days. She asked her cousin Mordecai to pray for her, and she prayed for the Jews with this in her mind. "If I must die, I must die." She went up to the king and pleaded, "Give my people to me." In chapter 7, verse 3, It says, I ask that my life and the lives of my people will be spared. As a result, the Jews who were at risk before were saved. There is no bigger patriotism than praying for the nation. Esther prayed for the nation and saved them. Same as Hezekiah as well. Let's have a look at the 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35. At first, when the Assyrians attacked and captured the land, asking them to give up and teasing God, Hezekiah prayed to God. When he was praying, that night the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. Gad allowed the blind soldiers to fight with themselves and later they died. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. King Jehoshaphat as well. When the united soldiers put their efforts together and attacked, before the king let the force to come into effect, he firstly prayed to God. God, we do not have power to fight against them. We do not know what to do. We only look up to you, Lord. Before this prayer has even ended, there was a voice of God. Listen, King Jehoshaphat, this war does not belong to you. It belongs to God. Do not be afraid. I will fight for you. The common thing that can be seen in the people that appear in the Bible is that when their countries were in crisis, they prayed to God first. They faced challenges with prayer. They overcame the obstacles with prayer. Do not go ahead without praying. Praying is asking God for His help and asking God to direct us to the right pathways. Praying person and praying nation can be weak. However, God, who listens to our prayers, is strong, able, and is faithful. So prayers have amazing ability. Prayers move the power to govern the heaven and earth. Prayers make power of God to appear in our lives. That's right. John Knox said a nation that has a person that prays does not get defeated. When John Knox was spreading the gospel in Scotland, the governor at the time, Queen Mary, ordered that all the Christians should be killed. John Knox prayed for the nation with a fervent heart. So fervent, it seemed that he was getting blood out while he was praying. John Knox prayed like this: God, please hand over Scotland to me. If not, take my life away from me. He put his life for the prayer. The room that he used to pray had windows that overlooked the castle that Queen Mary lived. He looked towards the castle that Mary lived and prayed for hours and hours. Not long after, Queen Mary had a severe disease. Before the Queen passed away, she said this: John Knox, a person's prayer is stronger than the millions of troops put together. Through the prayer of John Knox, countless Christians of Scotland saved their lives. Prayer definitely gets answered. When a country is at risk and in crisis, a person that prays for the nation at a time like this, that person is a patriot and a person loves the country. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, have a look at the result of praying for the nation and its people. In Esther chapter 7, verse 10, it says, excellent. The king said to Haman, quick, take the robes and my horse. Do just as you have said for Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the gate of the palace. Leave out nothing you have suggested. When they prayed, everything completely turned around. Haman put the tree up to kill Mordecai, but Haman was hung and killed there. This is the power of prayer that saved the nation. A time like this, we need to be praying the prayer that has clear national identity, like Esther, who saved the Jews from danger by her prayers. Without the nation, personal happiness, hope, and prosperity cannot exist. We need to love our country, South Korea. And we need to pray for the nation. In this month of June, a month of nationalism and patriotism, I hope and pray that we will be the people that pray for our nation for at least 1 minute a day. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.